month. It's really just. It's all about him. It will always be all about him. And half the country has locked themselves into this. I didn't fuck up. I didn't make a mistake. Look, man, I was just trying to vote for a stronger economy or whatever. And I thought this guy could do it. And why would you think that Trump could do it? What gave you the implication that Trump had any idea how to run the country?
Yeah, well, it wasn't half the country with the amount of people that didn't vote, and it ain't half the country now. The poll numbers are record-settingly bad. I mean, Jesus. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, look, all the vote kerfuckery aside, I'm thinking this fall is going to be extremely lit, and smart Republicans are going to lose and hide for 4 years. Yeah. Because otherwise he will drag them into whatever petty bullshit he's going to do. And no, they don't. They need to get out and take a break for a while. It's best for them. They need it.
Yeah. Well, this is the fun thing about what's going on with Republicans right now is Trump has full control over the party and the Republican electorate. The Paxton versus Corin vote showed that. Yep. He's and this is like what I think is very interesting is that Trump is very obviously setting up sort of his final act as president and as kingmaker in the Republican Party, because the New York Times has reported a bunch about how he's not feeling it with JD. JD. Our boy J.D. Vance is the luster, the shine on that man is wearing away in the eyes of Trump. And Donnie's maybe looking to Rubio as the new heir apparent.
I'm hearing, too, it sounds like Rubio has been trying to shiv Vance by sending him on failed missions. And notice this, Vance's money man, Thiel, has moved to Argentina.
Yes, that was awesome and hilarious that that Thiel has fled the country, which is
with his kids.
But he's done this before. Like he fled. He has a residency in New Zealand also. So he's the kind of guy that gets around a little bit, and that's very interesting. The thing is that. What gets me about all of this is that I really just think that Trump knows that the he controls who gets the nomination and that he loves the idea of bigfooting it because pretty much every president who's been incumbent has like let the party like tussle it out. And then they endorse afterwards. Like Obama didn't endorse anybody. I don't know if Clinton endorsed Gore right away or not, but I don't remember. I don't remember him doing that. And also, I remember Gore trying to run away from him, which was big mistake, Al. But the point is that I really feel like Trump is going to just do it. He's just going to put the thumb right on the scale, boom, and just go, this is my boy. This is the guy I want you to pick. Because he just wants to do it. He just wants to Bigfoot it. He just wants to show everybody that he's still got the juice. And because MTG or Massey or maybe somebody else is going to run as the anti-Trump. We got to get the Republican Party back in line. We got to take back MAGA from the crazy folks and that kind of stuff. And
take back MAGA from the crazy folks. Nice call there. Bad news on that.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. But, I mean, it's just this kind of thing where it's just you have that move. That's what's going to happen. And, I mean, if you're Vance and that happened, just boy howdy, are you the biggest sucker in the world because you did everything you could. You licked the boot. You accepted the vice presidency under the American Hitler. And all that stuff, you damaged yourself as much as humanly possible and went back on your word as much as anyone ever has. And then at the end of the day, it wasn't good enough. And Trump just said, you know what? I'm taking little Marco over you. And that's just, but man, it just like all these people just shed every last ounce of dignity they have for this dude. And they're rewarded by it with a swift kick in the junk. Just whammo blammo. Just get lost.
Trump enjoys making people dance for him. That's the thing.
Right.
What Vance did is a classic thing we see over and over again. Everyone thinks Trump is dumb and I can manipulate him. Trump is dumb, but it turns out he actually turns that to his advantage, because what happens is people think he's stupid. So there's all these different factions trying to use his stupidity, and he just plays them off against each other. And every time all these supposedly smart people shoot themselves in the dick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just so funny.
The simplest con games.
Yep. But I mean, the one thing that Vance does have in his back pocket out of all of this is that, I mean, what are the odds he's going to be president in the next 2+ years? I mean, 50%, 60%. I mean, it's bad.
No, it's yeah.
Like that's the one. I was some of these articles were talking about how Trump's going to try to like force him to resign or whatever. If you're J.D. Vance, you're like, fuck you, old man. Like, you might hate me, but you can't get rid of me. And if those Big Macs keep having their way with you, I'm going to be in the big chair, whether you like it or not. You screwed it up, buddy. Go ahead.
The thing is, Vance, if he thinks that, and Vance is not smart, okay? He thinks he is. But as soon as something happens to Trump, you know, whatever occurs in the natural course of things, Vance is the first guy people will be suspicious of. He could become president tomorrow through natural causes. And so many people are going to assume that he's at fault. He's never going to have a moment's peace. And so many people will throw him under the bus because no one likes the guy.
Oh yeah. Like I've said this a million years ago, but like J.D. Vance will be the first American president to have a negative approval rating. And by that, I mean sub-zero. He'll be at 101% disapproval and negative 1% approval, because it wouldn't matter if tomorrow Trump, flanked by an army of doctors, got in front of a podium and said, look, guys, they looked at my old ticker and it ain't going to tick tock for much longer. I got maybe 3 months left. I'm going to go to Mar-a-Lago. I'm going to hang out with my grandkids. I'm going to play a little golf. And then I'm going to the hereafter. Vance is the president now. See you all later. I served America with all my heart and all my soul. God bless all of you. Bye. And 80% of QAnon would look at Vance and go, that motherfucker killed him. That piece of shit.
I guarantee you the words polonium would come up within 3 days.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, God.
And he can't lead. Knitting cult lady put it so well. To lead a cult of personality, you have to have one. Vance has no personality, can't lead. No one likes him. He's not interesting. And also, he's not that clever. It's very clear that Rubio and Trump are outflanking him. Vance is going to get chewed up if he ends up becoming president at all. And hell, who knows how many people might be willing to just impeach his ass.
I don't think they're going to get that many votes to get rid of him. And that would mean that we'd have President Johnson. So I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, a second President Johnson, but
a third, actually.
Oh, that's right.
And he would be the first President Johnson to get into office without the previous president getting shot in the head. So,
yeah. So yeah, I think Vance is not going to have a good time, and I'm here to enjoy his suffering.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing that I think is really interesting is that you have this situation where Vance, I feel like, has a spot where if Trump were to leave due to health issues before January 20th, 2027, it's over for him in every way, shape, and form, because Rubio and everyone else are going to run on the fact that you get 8 years of me, you only get 4 years of advance. He's a lame duck as soon as he retakes office. He's a lame duck even now. Fuck him. So yeah. I just feel like he would be completely ruined if that were what happened. And he only has the smallest of chances if he gets into office after 1/20/27. And because that's where you're allowed to serve 10 years. And he might have a chance at that point to consolidate power under himself before the 2028 campaign. So, and that would be really, it would be really interesting to see like the Rubio versus Vance fight at that point. Cause I obviously the Massey MTG anti-Trump candidate is going to run, but I don't feel like the rest of the Republican Party is going to acquiesce. They're not going to be like, oh yeah, you're the incumbent president. We're going to totally let you do this. This is cool. This is fine. By the same token, I feel like if Kamala had gotten in during Biden's term of office, I don't think that they would have deferred to her. I feel like people would have been like, well, you got in by succession, not election. So, let's put your feet to the fire there, lady. Let's see how this goes because we're going to run against you.
Yeah, I definitely see Vance as having a very hard time. And also, MAGA is all about Trump. I think some of what they're going to try to do is when Trump steps down for whatever reason is then it'll be like, oh, you know, there's some scandals. Oh, now he's gone. So there's nothing to talk about in the Epstein files and all that. You know, kind of like using him as a sin eater. But that's not going to fly. And if it happens within the right time frame before the AI collapse, I guarantee you some idiot, Elon Musk, will create AI Trump.
Oh, God. Oh, of course we're going to get that. Of course we're going to get that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll have to tolerate more God Emperor jokes. And I'm sorry, the God Emperor of Warhammer 40,000 deserves more respect than being compared to Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking for this while we were talking, but it was like basically when Stalin died, everyone thought that Georgi Malenkov was going to be the next ruler of the Soviet Union, but he was basically a man without support, a man without backing, and he was very, very shortly pushed to the side by Khrushchev. And so I think that like this is basically what's going to happen with Vance and Rubio. If Trump makes it through the full four years and stays healthy the full 4 years, 100% Vance is getting screwed. And this, I'm laughing because I just realized we could have the dumbest, funniest thing possible happen where the midterms happen. Everyone starts jockeying for position. And then early 2027, like now Gavin Newsom is declared, Pritzker is declared, all the Democrats are getting their ducks in a row. So now the establishment Republican has to declare against them. And Trump's babbling about running for an illegal third term and all that kind of stuff. And then he finally gives up. He's like, you know what? Marco Rubio's the man for me. And everyone else just packs up. Massey's like running around polling at 10%, but no one gives a shit. And then Trump drops dead. And now Vance is the president, but he doesn't have the seal of approval from Trump, who picked Rubio over him. Does Vance have the gumption to then like sack up and run for reelection, even though the God Emperor in his final parting decree declared Rubio was the rightful heir? Yeah. I mean, that would be.
The words Vance and sack up do not go together, so we all know how that's going to go.
But I just don't – it would be really interesting. Well, the main thing is he's not sacking up because Trump's still alive. But if Trump was gone, like what does President Vance do at that point? I mean, Rubio's like, hey, everyone, Trump endorsed me. And Vance is like, well, I'm already the president, asshole. What are you going to do about it? That guy's gone, literally. He's pushing up daisies. I'm the boss now. But again, I just – oh man, the negative riz between Rubio and Vance is going to be incredible. Oh,
Oh my, how do you follow, like, everyone, I know we're rambling here, but we're ragging on J.D. Vance, and we all enjoy that. There's no charisma there. Like, Trump is at least interesting. You can see why. You can see how he's charming. Joe Biden had his old, you know, his old folksy charm. Kamala was fun and energetic. Bill Clinton was President Elvis. Nixon was more interesting in that dickish kind of way. There's nothing there. These are two men. Vance and Rubio have sanded off any edges of their personality. They consist only of daddy issues inside a human shell.